This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Joy 94.9, this is Saturday Magazine.
And we're coming to you absolutely live from the Victorian Pride Centre on this gorgeous weekend. Streaming online at joy.org.au and of course on the Joy app and on podcast. This is Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9's longest running news and current affairs show. We proudly bring you this June 25th edition, 2022, of Saturday Magazine. I'm Macca. My co-host this morning is David Allen. Tass is having a break and he's back sometime soon. Paul's on panel. James is on program support on the front desk. And I want to actually recognise Jono, who's hosted Early Breakfast with Paul for a year now. He's off to Tassie for work. We'll miss you, Jono, and thanks so much for your very good humour, your professionalism, and giving your time to Joy. It's 12 degrees, heading towards 16. And I want to thank Jackie from Brighton East, who's just taken out a family membership and says she loves to support such an original and fabulous team. Love what you do. Let's get on with it. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Macca.
How are you?
Great, but what a week it's been.
It has.
I mean, it's an interesting distinction to make, though, this week as opposed to what we might have seen 6 months ago. We seem to be seeing a lot more policy announcements now and actual discussion of work that appears to be in the pipeline rather than pies in the sky.
Oh, you mean federally?
Yes.
Mm.
I mean, let's not even discuss America yet. I don't think I have the moisture.
No. And you know what I think is that everything in America is now politicised.
And everything. To some extent tinged with theocracy.
Well, they like to claim they're the world's greatest democracy.
Mm.
More than half the states are enacting or passing laws that actually restrict people's right and ability to vote. The Supreme Court has overturned a number of gun laws, which will actually make it easier for people to own and buy and own guns and actually carry them. We've got Roe v. Wade overturned. It's really disturbing. And you know what I put at the root of this problem?
Mm.
No compulsory voting.
Yes.
And the reason I say that is that it's only people with entrenched positions on either side of an argument that actually bother to vote. The rest of America clearly couldn't give a cup of cold water for what happens.
And are in a position now as well where they are systemically less well-educated.
Yes.
Are systemically likely to be born into, if not outright poverty, less enabled to be able to earn wealth over the term of their life and get themselves educated and informed. I mean, before we started the show, Joyster Triana actually showed me a video of two Instagram influencers who unironically had no idea about the Capitol attacks on January 6th. Now, I can't even fathom that. I think you could go to somewhere in remote Siberia and people would know about the Capitol attacks.
How could you not be aware of that?
Yes.
But then again, I suppose if you don't watch, if you don't consume, you could imagine you wouldn't consume any news at all.
It's the TikTok generation, I will say very controversially. Honestly, you're in a point now.
There are a lot of TikTok videos about it.
Well, yes, this is the thing. You have so much access to news in any Western culture now. It is just unfathomable how uninformed America has become.
Do you think they should pass a law in America that would preclude people from owning guns if their IQ was below a certain point? Actually, no. Then they wouldn't be allowed to have them, would they?
When I was doing the news this morning, I deliberately excluded. There was passage through the House last night of what's been called groundbreaking new gun laws in the US, Realistically, they're a giant nothing burger.
More like heartbreaking new laws.
Yes.
Yeah.
The NRA has already come out and said we are unconcerned. So I just excluded it from the news because it's the US on gun reform always seems to be a case of one step forward, 100 steps back.
So the NRA, that's the National Rat Bag Association.
Yeah, right? That's the fellas, yeah.
So today on the show, Evie Porter from the Victorian Pride Lobby, and we're going to talk about a whole lot of issues. Then Matthew Bowden, we'll ask him, not sure, chat about the Disability Royal Commission and particular how folk with disabilities can get access to make submissions and be heard, which I think is really important. Then Anne Mackay, here we go, I've written it down wrong. Surrogacy Australia, we're going to talk about surrogacy.
Yes, I'm looking forward to that one.
Then we have an op-ed after the...
I'm looking forward to that one.
The first hour. Then we've got a long interview with Josh Burns, the recently returned Labor MP for McNamara. I think he won by about 300 votes.
Yes, my local member, I have questions.
That's pretty close.
Yeah.
That's pretty close.
McNamara is a fascinating... I think Anthony Green's computer must have gone into overtime on that one. It is a fascinating election to look at.
Yes. Then our last segment of the day, because it was so popular on our podcasts... We're going to replay our interview with Martin Foley from last week.
Mm.
So because it was so popular, I just thought I'd let people hear it again without actually having to give us another click. So there you go. What do you reckon?
I'm ready, Macca. Let's
You're
do
ready?
It.
And Paul's going to be leaving us for 4 weeks, and we're going to have two people panelling for us, Paul. Who have we got?
Yeah, Mackie, we're very lucky. You've got two for the price of one. You're going to be having a combination of Tim Little and Mark Adams.
Fantastic.
So thank you very much to those guys for stepping in. I'm sure you've been very good hands.
Has Tim done the show before? I know Mark has.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Yes,
Tim has.
Yeah.
Anyway, Mackie, before we go on to our next guest and this morning, which I think is Evie Porter in just a moment, we have to celebrate the moment of tomorrow, which is your birthday.
Indeed.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Macca. Happy birthday to you.
From the Wiggles there.
Well, there's probably not many people. I can think of a whole lot of people that wouldn't be celebrating my birth. Most importantly, and I mentioned this earlier, tomorrow's actually my birthday, but yesterday was the 44th anniversary of me getting arrested at Mardi Gras. So 44 years ago, I started this journey for equality.
And you're still a grumpy man.
Well,
I was going to use the word old, but you're still a grumpy man.
I was a grumpy young man then. I'm now a grumpy older man.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.